Time once again for our weekly visit with Slate and Day to Day's advice columnist, Dear Prudence. Today's letter, read by a Day to Day staffer, is from a woman who wants nothing more than to be married by the king.
Dear Prudence, my boyfriend and I have been talking about getting married. I've been planning to go to Las Vegas and get married by an Elvis impersonator. It's okay to laugh. It's been my dream wedding since I was 18. My boyfriend has a brother who just proposed to his girlfriend. I was very happy for them, until I found out what their wedding plans are. I'll give you one guess. Now my boyfriend is saying he won't go to Vegas and doesn't even remember my mentioning it before. I've been crying my eyes out. What advice can you give me? Signed, Inconsolable.
Dear N, oh my. Maybe try a Patsy Cline impersonator? In any case, your boyfriend must have a very interesting, fast-paced life and no blue suede shoes to have forgotten it was your wish to tie the knot with Elvis officiating. You might try to change his mind by imploring, "Don't be cruel." Tell him that he has you all shook up, and furthermore that you've been known to act like a hard-headed woman. And he will be consigning you to Heartbreak Hotel. Moreover, what you had in mind for your trip to Vegas was a big hunk of love, but if he refuses to go, you may just have to phone him and ask, "Are you lonesome tonight?" Signed, Prudy, entreatingly.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
If you're lonesome tonight, why not send your tale of woe to Prudence, also known as Margot Howard? The address is prudence@slate.com, or you can leave Prudy a message on our answering machine. That number is 310-841-5180.